Welcome to the HMD Radio Show. This week I've got new music from Danzig, Slowmatics, The Moth Gatherer, and I'm drinking a very lovely pale ale by Napper, and I'm also going to be drinking a 9-hop IPA, so we'll see how that one goes. Kicking us off tonight, Faith No More.
We'll be right back.
That was Zephyr, the opening track from the Mondo Drag album from this year, self-titled album. And before that then, you had Fate No More from Sol Invictus Superhero, another album from this year. Actually, pretty much, I'd say a good chunk of what I've been playing this year has been new music. There's been so much stuff coming out. It's been I'd say a fairly decent year for music. Yeah, and I'm actually in the process of compiling my best of for the year. I'd say it's going to be done over probably two shows anyway, because there's a lot of stuff to cover. And yeah, there's some fucking great albums, as I'm sure you'll know them all from me playing them repeatedly. And I'm going to do my best of beers from this year as well. Probably won't drink all them as I'm doing the show. I'll be on my fucking ear. So next up, I'm going to play something. Yeah, I'll play something new. The new Danzig album that came out last week, Skeletons. It's a cover album. All the shit that he listened to growing up. So I never miss an opportunity to play a Black Sabbath cover. I'm going to play NIB.
My love cannot be true. Bleed, 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 my love cannot show.
Jesus, that's cat. I'll have to give the rest of the album a going over to see if there's anything better on it than that. But fucking hell. Glenn, give it a rest. You're better than that. Well, you used to be. Probably not anymore. So, what'll I play? Yeah, news there about Motorhead cancelling shows in Germany. Due to, it wasn't Lemmy this time. So, being sick. They're all fucking old crocs. Need to take a rest. So, here's something off their recent album, Bad Magic. This is Firestorm Hotel. Motorhead. I'm having to do first beer review now because I'm nearly at the end of it. It's so fucking nice. It's the Knapper Beer Pale Ale. I may have mentioned it a few months ago. I only had it once when I was out in Against the Grain earlier this year. I think it was beginning of summer, and I was fucking blown away by it. It's only a 4.4%. Pale ale, but it's so fucking tasty. It's a light colour, kind of cloudy, and nice enough head on it, but it's really really pungent hop flavors and smells off of real tropical light. It's a great summer beer. You definitely wouldn't mind sculling a load of them and probably still being upright. So it's another contender for my beer of the year that I'll be doing a list of. If you get to see it, I've only seen it for the first time in an off license there last night, so I picked up a couple of bottles of it. If you do get a chance, pick it up. It's fucking gorgeous. And also, Napper do some great labels. The artwork on their labels is deadly. So moving on to some more music, here's a new one, but an old one. It's on a re-release of Slowmatics, and it's Flooding the Weir. This song is Griefhound. Zombie, total breakthrough off their album from this year, Shapeshift. Strange band that, they get a lot of kudos in the metal scene, just because they're on Relapse. Now, they're really good as well, so. But there's other bands out there doing similar stuff that you don't hear of, or don't get the same coverage in the same scene. So, yeah, but they're doing well, fair play. Next up, I said I was going to play these last week and I never got around to it. I think the Mammothus album kind of knocked the bollocks out of the show by having 20 odd minute long songs. This is Mother Mooch from, I think from Dublin. It's their album that's just out, Nocturnes. And this is Sinners from that.
And
Jupiter, the Earth is the Sky is the album. It's just out. And that song is Atticus Atlas. Yeah, all the songs on it are a good length. And from what I've heard so far off it, I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to be listening to it a lot more over the next week. And I'm sure I'll be playing some more of it next week. So, moving on to the next beer that I'm reviewing. It's from Robinson's, they're an English brewery. They do the Iron Maiden ale, as far as I know. I think that was a Robinson's brewery. There's probably loads of them in England called Robinson's. This is a 9-hop IPA. It's 6%, and it doesn't give you a list of the hops. But I have to say they are very well hidden. For there being 9 hops in it, it's not given. Maybe they're just fucking clashing with each other and none of them are really getting to lap out at you. But yeah, you get a, it's kind of a bit, it's nice enough now. It's waxy, sort of lemony, bit of grapefruit there as well. There's like, it's very subtle citrus flavor from it. It's not bad, but like compared to the previous one, it's in the halfpenny place. It's just having another sip to. Yeah, it's a decent beer. It's I think I may have been a bit hard on it there, but it's worth giving it a go once. I wouldn't have it after a really happy beer, because I'm over about halfway through the bottle now and I'm only starting to get the flavours coming through. It's say 6%, so it's potent enough. Give it a go if you see it in the your local offie. But of the two I've had tonight, definitely Napper wins over the Napper Pale Ale. So if you see either of them, have a go. Hunt down the Napper though. So that's it. I think I've played everyone I've said I'm gonna play this week. Don't wanna make that same mistake again. I'll have Steve on to me giving me shit. So what do I play? Actually, I'm gonna play another Mammothus track. So last week I played Sparkling Waters Part 1. This week I'm gonna play Sparkling Waters Part 2. See what you make of this. So if you want to get in touch with the show, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter at @hmdontheradio or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So if you're listening on Radioactive, stay tuned for Derek's This Show Rocks. And if you're listening on Grip of Delusion, stay tuned for the Wicked Lady Show. So actually, only people listening on demand will probably get to hear the end of this song, because it's 20 minutes long. Sit back and crack open a beer, spark up a bifter, whatever you're doing, and have a listen. This is Mammothus Sparkling Waters Part 2. See you next week.